Hello and welcome to The Family Fix. I'm your host, Shannon Ican Lady Battle, and welcome to the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you seem, there is a path with your guiding light, and I'm here to help you find it. I'm so glad that you tuned in and stopped in today for our broadcast. I just want to thank you for your time. I know it's valuable, and I know you're probably on your way to do something else, but this particular episode, it ties into what we've been doing for the past couple of episodes. I initiated this program called a 21-day business detox. And when you think about business detox, it's like, okay, we already know what it's like to detox our body when we're eating too much, when we're starting a new diet or starting a new exercise plan. But what about when it comes to detoxing yourself from the everyday business of living life, the business of being a mom, the business of being a spouse, the business of working for someone, the business of working for yourself? There's so much ingrained in what we do on a day-to-day basis that contributes to the default mechanisms that go into our brains that cause us to do things like get stuck, get uncertain, be clueless, feel confused, feel overwhelmed, feel lost, feel abandoned, feel uncertain. All of these things come from those defaults because we've been conditioned throughout developing and building things not to dwell on things that may cause us to experience, you know, uncomfort, discomfort, because we don't like to feel uncomfortable. If we start an exercise program and say you start off with a trainer, 9 times out of 10, a lot of people may not go back to the trainer after the first month because the trainer begins to manipulate and have you work on muscles that you haven't used in so long that you didn't even know were there. I remember taking a yoga class, and in the yoga class, I thought I was just going to do some stretching. Well, I didn't know that I was going to be stretching muscles I never knew I had. And when I stretched the muscle I never knew I had, it hurt. I was just like, yo, this is a lot. And in my mind, I wanted to just get up out the class, but it was a lot of older people in there. And I didn't want them showing me up or looking like, oh, you know, this young girl over here can't handle it. I really couldn't. So I did my own low-key modifications to the stretches, whereas you're supposed to stop and breathe into a stretch for about a good 30, 45 seconds. Maybe I did a good 15 and I did a modification because it was hurting. Well, that's what happens when we use mental muscles. The same way it exerts a lot of energy for us in the physical form, it also does that in the mental form. So often we're just tired of trying to figure out a better way, tired of trying to come up with another solution because we've used so much of the energy in those other areas in the 6 quads that we've talked about. So today, what I want us to focus on is looking at the quad. So yesterday, you looked at your quad and you wrote down all of the interferences in those 6 areas. So your 6 areas are your personal, your professional life, your community life, your spiritual life, your financial life. And you are looking at those various quads and your family life as well. So you're looking at those various quads and you want to be able to put things in there that cause the interference. So for example, if I look at career, professional, that causes conflict for me, that's always an interference, is time management, because I'm always busy trying to keep things going. I know that I need to take away more time so I can help it to continue to grow. Well, when you are one person doing multiple things, it is really challenging to make something grow. When it's all about you, it's typically easy. But don't add a child into that equation, a relationship into that equation, because guess what? even though you're pursuing your own ideas, ambitions, it doesn't stop. Life doesn't stop for the people who are connected to you and around you. So you have to figure out how to carve out time to make it work for everyone. And that's where it becomes challenging, because you're on a diet, you're trying to lose weight, but then your spouse is over here eating ice cream 12 o'clock at night and tempting you and making it challenging for you to pursue your goal. And that's how it's always going to be. It's always going to be, it seems like, you against something, right? But most of the time, it's us against ourselves. So when you're developing your quad, this is all about you. Yes, I want you to put some external things that get in the way. But if you have children and they're not grown, they're going to be in the way forever. You know, there's nothing you can do about that. So you're going to have to figure out, okay, what is it about being a parent that gets in the way of my professional goal? So if my child is always, you know, when they get home from school, or I'm getting home late and I have to tend to them, you know, is the schedule the problem? You know, is my scheduling, is my lack of support the problem? Do I not have enough people within my community to be able to help me to effectively, not only, you know, raise the child, but to be able to grow into, you know, my next as well? And a lot of people, when they're raising children, completely abandon their next and just focus on being a parent. And then they stop developing themselves. And so when you have the grown woman, 50, 60 years old, out here wearing skimpy red dresses and 5-inch heels and red lipstick and long blonde hair, don't judge her. Don't judge her. She's coming into the person that she abandoned while she was being a wife and a mom, okay? So she'll get there. I look at people sometimes, I'm like, oh yeah, she missed some developmental cycles over there. But nevertheless, I want you to grab your paper. So if you're on the email list, you should have gotten a copy of the 6 quads. And I want you to look at it not from interference today, but today you're going to focus on what you can see. I need you to imagine the impossible. I literally need you not to put any stipulations on why this particular area, what you want to see, cannot happen. This is the magical phase of getting your mind conditioned on how to see things a lot more clearly and be acceptive of how you see them. So if you're in the personal section and you have this dream of being a world-renowned writer, you write that down. In your personal ambition, you know, you see yourself, you know, being that talked about author that's on radio interviews, that's on television interviews, that is number one bestseller when you go into the airport and you go into the little convenience stores that they have in there and they sell the books. You see your book on one of those rotating, you know what I'm talking about, where they stick all the books at, like a little rotating file thing. I can't think of the word. But imagine your book there, right? Is that where you want to see it? Or do you see yourself being, you know, maybe completing a master's degree? So that would go more in your, it could go either personal or professional, but the benefit of it is going to do what for you? Why do you want to see this happen? So if you want to earn a master's degree, it is going to be very challenging to see that happen and activate in your mind if it's defaulted into the problems. So if you had problems in undergrad, or you are back, you owe loans and you can't qualify for a loan or financial aid. Now you have all these additional hurdles, right? The interferences that get in the way of that goal. But I need you to scratch that. It doesn't matter what can get in the way. What we need to see right now, what you need to see is, what do you want to happen for you? This is a wave your magic wand activity. I just need you to go ahead and list. I need you to be scared of the idea that pops in your head because it's so big. I want you to be so immersed in you and nothing else matters. Not anybody else's goal, not the family business dream. I need you to dream for yourself. And I need you to see yourself in different stages of life as you're filling out your quads. So you may not be able to see a master's degree right now in your 20s, 30s, but can you see it in your 40s? And if you can, write it in there. So this is your activity. Go ahead and imagine the impossible. Imagine what it is that you want to see happen in your lifetime, okay? So don't be afraid. And it's okay if it's different phases of things that you want to see. Maybe you do want to write a book, or, you know, maybe you want to get married. You know, that could be a part of family in that area. You know, maybe you want a more permanent relationship. Maybe you want children. Maybe you want to adopt, you know, and don't think of, okay, well, I'm not able to have children because the doctor said, you know, you have all these medical things. I don't care what someone has told you or what life circumstance has happened that are an indicator of what this being a situation called impossible. I need you to come back to thinking, yeah, it is impossible, but I want it. That's the selfish part, you know? It's impossible to how I can physically see it based on my default way of how I think, but it's very possible within my internal being. Within me, this is what's screaming. This is what I desire. This is what I see financially. You know, I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. That's not what I desire. I desire to make $300,000 a year in annual income. I desire to buy a beach house, you know, even if I live in a condo in the city, you know. So what is it? What do you actually see happening for you if you allow yourself to freely imagine? So that's your activity for today. And then once you finish with that, then we're going to go into day four. Day four now is going to be our area of gratitude. I'm so excited about day four. I'm excited about day three, but I'm really excited about day four because now we're going to teach you how to condition yourself to think more fluidly, to think more freely, and to be less constricted. All of this is going to work together. It may not be making sense to you right now, but trust me, just go through the process and just finish it. And we're going to get this done and you're going to be a new confident you. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope this has been very helpful. You know, if you want to get in contact with me, just go to my website, www.shannonbattle.com, and you can find me on any other social media platform. My handle is iCanLady, so just look that up and, you know, let's keep this conversation going. If you have questions, you know, you can go into the Facebook group, Reawakening Lost Dreams. So we'll keep that open for the people who would like to have access to additional information and maybe some more one-on-one time. But remember, don't be afraid to uncover the layers that you've buried. Yes, you know, you're going to uncover some things that may be some ugly truths, but we can now identify what the problem is so we can come up with your solutions. Remember, stay focused, stay free, gain clarity, and always remember to have peace in the decisions that you're making. Until we meet again, you all have a great and wonderful day and rest of the week. And I love just chatting with you. This is just an opportune time for me to get connected with you. Remember, there is no other you. You are the best version of you. And I want to help you design and create that framework for that great person that this world will remember. Have a great evening.